Talking about that, let's update you with the Brady Watch segment brought to you by Northeast Electrical, powered by Difference. Visit needco.com. Ben Volen was going to come in here and join us live in studio. Instead, he's on the Harbor One hotline because we don't want any guests. We can't have any guests live in studio anymore. Not that Ben is infected. I don't want you to.
I don't know, Ben. You sort of seem
fine,
like the guy
right,
that would carry it.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I have had the sniffles for the last couple of days, so now I just assume that I have it. I mean, we probably all do at this point.
No, I was just saying, you're just worn down with the Brady Watch. That's what to keep bringing the sniffles on. So have you changed your mind? Because I heard you last week with Greg Hill in the morning, and you are on the stay side. You believe Brady's coming back.
Well, it's like my prediction the whole time was that Brady and Kraft and Belichick and the Patriots will get together at the last minute. They'll hammer this out, and they'll come out and say, all that talk was just fake news. What are you guys talking about? We always knew this was going to come together. So that's always been my prediction. Mm-hmm. I'll admit, it's a little hard to stick to that prediction right now. It certainly does not seem to be trending that way. Here we are 5 days away from the start of free agency, although I think it'll get pushed back. But we're only 5 days away, and they don't appear to be any closer to a deal. You know, the Patriots can always re-sign him after free agency, after that contract voids and after that dead money cap, you know, hits. And it would be bad, but it wouldn't be fatal. Like, Drew Brees is going to have a $15.9 million dead hit no matter what next year, and that's just as the starting point. So Brady's looking at 13.5. Like, they can make it work, but it just seems like there's a lot of sniping at each other in the media through, you know, their various reporters and back channels, and it just doesn't seem like, you know, it's hard to get a grasp of whether it's the Patriots don't want Brady back or Brady doesn't really want to come back here. It's getting harder to stick to my prediction because it just doesn't seem like the two sides are coming together and trying to make it work.
Yeah, see, I'm with you, Ben, because that's exactly what's going to happen, by the way. Because, I don't think he's coming back. But if he does come back, you're going to hear that. Oh, you guys, man, you were making things up. I heard some of the things you were making up the whole time. None of it was true. Meanwhile, we all know it's coming from kind of camps, right? So I want to get your thought. Do you think he's coming back? So I don't know if you saw Incarcerated Bob, and the guy seems to be hit on everything to me. When I see him tweet something, he's usually on point. He says the Patriots standing offer is more of the same, $13 to $15 million guaranteed range, heavy incentives, and second year is not guaranteed. I'm not surprised by this because this is kind of the area where I thought this contract offer would be and one of the reasons why I think Tom would leave.
Well, part of that surprises me. I'm not surprised to hear that a second year would not be guaranteed. I mean, that's been the whole point of contention is that the Patriots haven't given Brady, you know, the commitment, and they're making him go year to year, and that's what has ticked him off. The 13 to 15 shocks me. That's what Jacoby Brissett makes. Mm-hmm. That's like a guy who's never proved himself, a guy who's, you know, maybe a starter, maybe a higher end backup. So, I mean, if that's what the Patriots offer, that is an insult. That is a slap in the face, and that is not a real offer. I mean, even we can debate all day where Tom Brady's skills are at and if he's declining, and I understand he's 42 going on 43, but $13 to $15 million is a total slap in the face. And to me, if that's what it is, then they don't really want him back. They just want to be able to – they want to go through the motions and say, see, we offered him the contract. We couldn't make it work. Any real deal has to start at least north of 20, and realistically probably 25. That's just what the going rate is now for quarterbacks. And really, like, the high-end ones are making over 30 and closer to 35. So if it's only $15 million a year, that is a total slap in the face. And that, to me, says that the Patriots don't want them back. Again, we don't know if that's true, but, you know, and that's part of, like, the Field Yates report from last weekend where he said, well, actually, the Patriots did, you know, offer him multiple years, and it was Brady who didn't want it. Well, what was the multiple-year offer? Was it a real one, or was it an insult? And Brady said, you know what, forget it. Just make me a free agent. And I'll take matters into my own hands next year. So
and Ben, that's like this right here. As I read this, it's like $13 to $15 million, heavy incentives. There's a second year. It's not guaranteed though. So I guess technically this is a multi-year deal too, even though it's crap. But
yeah, absolutely. And look, I don't blame the Patriots for not wanting to go multiple years if that's what it is. I mean, the guy is 42. It's unprecedented what he's trying to do, and he has skipped OTAs the last couple of years. Like, he hasn't been the most committed player. And, you know, one thing we have to factor in all this is I kind of remembered this week. You know, when we talk about how much does Brady have left and can they win with Brady, I definitely think they can. But it's not just about Sundays. It's about Monday through Saturday as well. And they had to manage Brady towards the end of last year. There were like 3 or 4 weeks in a row where he was limited in practice with that elbow injury. Belichick one day, unprompted, said, you know, there have been some days where Tom hasn't been able to do a whole lot, so it's been good work for Jarrett Stidham. Like, I think the Patriots probably want a quarterback that they don't have to manage in December and that they don't have to worry about, is he going to be able to practice 3 days a week? So, you know, I don't necessarily blame the Patriots for not wanting to go top dollar or not wanting to commit multiple years. But then don't turn around and act like you gave him a real contract offer if it was only for $15 million a year.
All right, we're trolling with trolling Ben Volen right now. You said that you thought they were going to postpone free agency. I think you're right, because the NFL always deals with optics. They're very selfish. They do things that they believe they can do that nobody else can do, but they also are very aware of how the public is going to perceive it, and so I'm with you. So if that's the case, Florio came out earlier and said that. Florio also said he thinks the coronavirus epidemic here, or pandemic, is also going to be an issue with the Tom Brady free agency. And at first I thought it was a little bit dramatic, and then the more you think about it, so let's say they start delaying stuff in April. And so we're not going to have OTAs. We're not going to have camp because the NFL can't do it because nobody's playing right now. Is another team going to look at Tom Brady and say, this is the perfect opportunity for us to bring Tom Brady, but we're not going to have camp? As a matter of fact, we may not even be able to practice until the third week of July with a brand new guy. Does that not make it more likely that Brady stays here in New England?
I mean, I think that's a good point. But I also feel like if a team's going to sign Brady, it's not just about the football. It's about the business side and, you know, bringing buzz. Like, if you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what do you have to lose? Like, you haven't made the playoffs in 12 years. You need Tom Brady to come. That's why, you know, we see this story where they're going to come after him hard. I still think they're going to have to convince him that, you know, it's a good thing for him to end his career as a Tampa Bay Buck. I think they've got some convincing to do. But, like, you know, if the Chargers wanted to make a play, it'd be to sell tickets. Like, the football is almost ancillary in that part.
I mean, okay, hold on, Ben. I agree with all of that. And that was the reason that, if you remember initially, everybody was in on the Chargers, because they looked at the Chargers, the PSIs. They had to sell seats. They had to sell tickets. They need Tom Brady. You've been around Tom Brady, okay? You tell me. Do you think Tom Brady's going to look at that at age 43? Because he's got business set up on his own. This production company will do just fine. He's around some really talented people. TB12 has already proven that you can, you know, perform at an advanced age. They're going to use them for marketing purposes, and you've seen other teams operate. You know what marketing purposes is? Can you come out with our partners? Can you come out with our sponsors? Can you do this, Tom? Can you do that? Is that Tom Brady at age 43, and that's going to take you away from football?
Yeah, no, he wants to win, and he's only going to a team where he thinks he can win. I mean, if I'm Brady, I'm concerned about leaving the Patriots altogether, because, I mean, look how hard it is to work a N'Keal Harry or Jacoby Myers into the offense. Now you're going to go to a new city, new coaches, all new receivers and new offense. Like, that just seems like a pretty daunting task for a guy like Brady, who just relies so much on familiarity and how all the work he's put in with Julian Edelman and James White over the years. So I think, take coronavirus out of it, I think Brady, you know, he has to think long and hard about that, and teams do too. I mean, look how much Brady struggled last year with just a few new pieces. And now it's not just like you throw him out there with the Niners and they'd go 16-0 and everyone would be awesome. I mean, there'd be a big learning curve there. So take the coronavirus out of it, and I think that's a big concern for Brady. Now you factor that in, you might not have OTAs in spring practice. You might just have 5 weeks of training camp. And, oh, by the way, training camp in this new CBA is going to be even lighter. It's basically going to be playing patty cake for 5 weeks. So, yeah, I do think, you know, these teams have to really, you know, think about it long and hard. And I think that's probably part of the game of chicken going on right now with the Patriots and Brady. Like, yeah, okay, Tom, you go to Tampa Bay, you go to Tennessee. Let's see how that works out for you. Good luck on that.
If he does walk, where are you? Like, are you Jarrett Stidham? Are you Andy Dalton, Teddy Bridgewater? Like, where's your mind at?
I mean, Bridgewater would look great, but I just don't think the Patriots are going to spend the money. I think Bridgewater probably ends up in Tampa. After they strike out on Brady, I think they probably go for Teddy Bridgewater. I'm in camp Andy Dalton. Jarrett Stidham might be great, but he's thrown 4 passes in the NFL, and the Patriots can't credibly go into this season with him as their starter, not if they're trying to win. I don't think it'd be the worst idea to draft another kid and just let him instead of go out there and compete and may the best man win. And then you're saving a lot of money on quarterback. And maybe you bring back Joe Tooney. Maybe use that money there and fortify the offensive line, or, you know. But all things considered, if you're trying to still win in 2020, you know, buy yourself a little time until you find the real quarterback of the future, I would go get Andy Dalton. I just think he's still young, you know, 32 years old, has started a lot of games, been to the playoffs, has a lot of experience, and it'd be really fascinating to see what happens when you take a guy from a bad program like the Bengals and stick him in a great program like the Patriots.
Okay.
So I think he's better than Mariota. I think he's the best option out of all the guys out there.
Okay, we don't know what Bill thinks of Stidham. He might love him. He might think he's shaky. He might think he's not ready. And I think you're right. You probably draft another quarterback anyway, whether you think Stidham is the guy or not. But Andy Dalton is, you would have to trade for Andy Dalton. He's under contract with the Bengals, right? They're not going to release him outright, correct?
Yeah, you would trade for him, but he's only got 1 year left on his deal.
$17.5 million, and you're paying $13.5 million for Tom Brady. So you're telling me that we're going to pay over $30 million for quarterback?
You could easily restructure that. It comes with no dead money, and it's only 1 year left. So you say, Andy, you want to be the starting quarterback of the Patriots? Here's the deal. It's actually 2 years, $30 million. We'll throw in some incentives. And let's do this. And Andy Dalton will say, yes, sir, may I have another? Please, can I get out of Cincinnati and come play for you, Bill Belichick?
So I don't think Dalton will have a problem. I think we'll have a problem. That's right.
No, but you can easily restructure that contract and spread it, smooth out the cap hits over maybe an extra year. Because, yeah, you are going to have to factor in Tom Brady. But, like, the salary cap's going to rise from $10 billion, you know, from last year to this year. So that's basically just Tom Brady's dead money. So you can say, okay, we just need to operate the same as last year. And Tom Brady's dead money is awash with the gains in the salary cap.
But you're convinced we're going to have a postponement of all of this anyway, and we're going to add maybe two or maybe who knows how many weeks onto the Brady watch.
Geez, please, no.
Yeah, I mean, that's just great. What my gut says. You know, I think they're waiting for this CBA vote on Saturday,
sure.
And then they'll announce something. And it would be a bad look for the NFL. While America is struggling under this, you know, pandemic, and kids are home and parents are trying to figure out what the heck they're doing, for the NFL to start trotting out, hey, Tom Brady, 3 years, $100 million. Like, it would just be kind of weird to do the whole thing. So
I'm with you.
I think they push it back.
I'm with you. Ben Volen on the Harbor One Hotline. Thanks, Ben. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Hope I didn't infect you guys.
No,
over
stay safe.
Not
just
boy.
Stay safe. That's the
don't worry
the
about it.
See
Trump and I are
all
on
right,
this coronavirus. So I don't know if you've watched CNN, but I got it taken care of.
Ben Volen right there with us on the Harbor One Hotline. We're back with more next.